This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 22nd of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Seoul, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 18000. Low, Southeast Iceland 954, expected 250 miles north of Iceland 959 by 18000 on Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, east 40s, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, southerly veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Cromarty, mainly fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. South 5 to 7, veering southwest 3 to 5, rain at times, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Thames, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay, southwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, westerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time, then occasionally 7 later in west. Showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Fitzroy, Seoul, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 6 to gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in West Seoul. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Fastnet. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later in Rockall. Squally showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 at first in west, otherwise 6 to gale 8, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tidy Automatic, south by west 6, 7 miles, 991, rising slowly. Stornoway, south by west 7, 6 miles, 987, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south southwest 5, mist 3 miles, 991, rising quickly. Wick Automatic, south 3, 8 miles, 992, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 4, 15 miles, 995, rising more slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 4, 19 miles, 997, rising more slowly. Boomer, northeast by east 2, 5 miles, 1,000, rising more slowly. Bridlington, south southwest 4, 1,003, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 4, 5 miles, 1,010. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north 1, 1,007, falling slowly. Jersey, south 3, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. South 4-5 miles, 1,007. Scilly automatic. Southwest 4, mist 3 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Milford Haven. South southwest 4, mist 2 miles, 1,004, rising slowly. Aberporth. South southwest 5, 7 miles, 1,003, rising more slowly. Valley. South by east 4, mist 4 miles, 1,001, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby. South southeast 3, 11 miles, 1,003, rising more slowly. Valencia. South southwest 4, recent rain 11 miles, 999, rising. Ronald's Way. South 5, mist 3 miles, 1,000, rising more slowly. Malin Head. South by west 5, 6 miles, 993, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic. South by west 5, 24 miles, 996, rising more slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, deep areas of low pressure tracking northeast near Iceland will bring a strong to gale force southwesterly airflow across much of the United Kingdom. However, moderate winds are expected in many southern and eastern waters on Saturday. Severe gales are then likely to develop across some northern and western waters during Sunday, with a risk of storms later in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first in northwest, decreasing 4 at times in south. Showers good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in north. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South veering southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South veering southwest 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 at first. Mainly fair, good. Occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain at times, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bell. Southerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first. Rain at first in east, showers later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest, veering west for a time in Bristol Channel, 3 to 5, showers, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first near Anglesey and then later in west. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Isle of Man. South or southwest 4 or 5, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamachan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, decreasing 4 at times in south. Squally showers, good. Ardamachan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 at times later, squally showers, good occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 at times later, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. As for the general weather for the weekend, today will continue to be mild and breezy but dry in most areas. Southeastern England will see clouds and rain linger for a time, which will clear away later in the day. And tomorrow, Sunday, it'll be wet and windy for all of us as a band of heavy rain moves eastwards across the country. And that is all from us here on Radio 4 for tonight. We'll join the World Service in a moment where business matters gets underway after the news. They're taking an in-depth look at the implications of Apple's decision to remove its data security tool from customers in the UK after the government demanded access to user data. We're back live with Alan Smith at 20 past 5 this morning. Until then, this is Vigialis bidding you a very peaceful night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Tokyo and Austin. Coming up on the programme, who's got a right to see your data? The UK's been confronting Apple over this. They say files held by criminals and terrorists should be accessible. Apple's highest level of encryption would stop that. Not even Apple could see the data. And now Apple's pulled that security level from all UK devices. Also today, a worrying outbreak of measles in Texas. Are we all getting tired of TV soap operas? And as the New York Yankees end their ban on beards, should employees still be restricted on their facial hair? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has said that President Zelensky and Putin will have to meet to end the war between their countries. He was speaking to reporters at the White House.
I think that President Putin and President Zelensky are going to have to get together because, you know what, we want to stop killing millions of people. You have young soldiers being killed. If you saw the pictures that I saw of the battlefield from satellite, you've never seen any pictures like that.
Earlier, Mr. Trump criticized Mr. Zelensky for what he called negotiating with no cards. The US president also criticized the leaders of Britain and France for doing nothing to end the war in Ukraine. The Red Cross says it has transferred a body to the Israeli authorities, which Hamas said was that of the Israeli hostage Shiri Bibas. The Israeli military has not yet commented. Forensic scientists in Israel are examining the remains to determine their identity. Mark Lewin reports from Tel Aviv.
Yarden Bibas, who was released from Hamas captivity earlier this month, is now waiting to see if he can finally lay his wife to rest. On Thursday, the group released 4 bodies, including Mr. Bibas's 2 children, Ariel and Kafir, and, they said, his wife, Shiri. After Israel's forensics team said the remains were not in fact hers, Hamas handed over another body which it claimed was the correct one. It's now being examined here in Israel. Meanwhile, the families of 6 other hostages are waiting for them to come out alive today. They'll be exchanged for more than 600 Palestinian prisoners.
A judge in Brazil has ordered the suspension of the social media platform Rumble until it names a legal representative. The ruling is similar to one made against X last year. That ban was lifted after X's owner Elon Musk paid millions in fines and appointed a Brazilian lawyer as its